Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Ghost of TV and this awesome Friday. Woohoo! September 17th, 2021. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Today, another update just on this idea of truth versus lying and how I'm realizing that so much of my life is an act. In other words, it's one big lie. Now, I don't mean it the way it sounds. I don't mean that I am not living my truth or anything like that. But here's what I mean, and maybe you can relate to this. Having been through the kind of, I would say, beautiful and difficult life that I've lived, war, separation, immigration, church, hate, all these, racism, whatever, you learn to protect yourself like a child, like someone who's been who's been afraid, or who's been abused. I haven't been abused, but it's similar kind of stuff. You learn to survive. All immigrants, we are all survivors, and we thrive. And we learn to play the game early in life. And so to me, the game is everywhere. That my whole life is a simulation, you could say. My whole life is a big lie. Now, what I mean is a simulation. It's something that I'm in control of, and yet I have no control over. It's both and. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's this ultimate trust in God, and then this ultimate trust in yourself. It's also this ultimate utter lack of control over your life and an ultimate feeling of abandonment by God. It's all of the above. And this is very human. Now, what the immigrant does, or the gifted child does, or the abused child, the abandoned child, whatever it is, what he or she does is, as I said, you learn to survive and to thrive. And so you learn to manipulate. You learn to get away. No, not get away with things, but you learn to do whatever it takes to get what you want. And this is very three. This is very Enneagram three. It has its problems, but it also is a way to thrive. And so since I was a young boy in this country, I have gotten everything I wanted, everything. There's nothing that I want that I don't currently have. There are some things that, well, let me rephrase that. There's nothing that I want that I'm not going to get. And most of those things I've already gotten. And don't misunderstand me. It's not just me. It's about God and me. It's about me and God. It's both and. It's knowing that God is in me and he's the one providing. It's also knowing that it's up to me. It's both and. I really believe that God is the hope of glory who is in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I truly believe that I am a child of God, that I am made of divinity, of power, of oneness with Christ, with Jesus. He is in me, I am in him. I think the word is meneo, to abide, to be in him, John 15. And so because of that union, and also a lot of brokenness, of course, maybe codependence, maybe, deception and manipulation, but also a lot of dependency and trust, I have learned to get what I want. And so right now, I don't have a job, income is low, whatever. I'm not at the weight that I want to be. I don't have the degrees that I want to have, whatever, right? But none of that is really a surprise to me, nor is it something that I didn't create myself. I am who I am because it's what I wanted. And I will be who I will be tomorrow, next year, next week, because it's what I want. And it's because that's who God wants me to be. I'm obeying him 100%. Now, of course, I disobey him all the time. But I would say that my direction or the way I lean is towards God. I truly want to know him and I want to obey him. And I also at times do things my way and he always brings me back to himself. So for example, my church that I just left, I brought it to a place that I wanted. I had exactly what I wanted as of, let's say, August of 2021 or July. None of that shocked me, or was it something that I didn't want? Now, yes, of course, it wasn't 100% what I wanted, just like my body. I don't currently have the body that I want 100%, but I know that it's on the way. It's in progress. I am moving in the direction that I want. And God forbid I die one day. I'm not going to die, but God forbid I die tomorrow or next year or whenever. I would have lived my life the way I wanted to live it. I did it my way / God's way. It's both and. And that really gives me a lot of peace. Now, I talk a lot about anxiety here and about fear. And, you know, a lot of that is a big lie. I'm not saying I don't have those feelings or my body doesn't react, because this body is weak. And it's but dust, as the Bible says. But my mind, my spirit, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid that I don't have a job right now, or that my church this or my church that, or that, I don't know, whatever. I'm just not afraid, because I have confidence in me, in Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I have been through the loss of my beautiful father. I have been through the loss of my grandmother, who was basically my mom. I grew up without my parents, and yet I have it all. I have my mom. My grandma left everything in me. She taught me how to clean the kitchen, how to clean the floors, how to work hard. My dad, I was raised without him since the age of 12. And yet I look like him. I sing like him, not quite as beautifully. He's in me. I live with him. He lives in my house, you could say. And on top of that, I have an amazingly gorgeous wife, which is what I wanted. And I have beautiful kids, which is what I wanted. And they all are amazing and gifted and go to college, and they're going to be successful, because my mom and my father, when he was here, and my Rochelle's parents, I pray for them all the time. And I inspire them. I give them what I know. I teach them God. I love them. I accept them. I forgive them. I make mistakes. I ask them for forgiveness when I screw up. And so I'm in their lives. I didn't leave. I didn't sleep around. I didn't give in to drugs or alcohol or gambling or whatever it may be. I didn't end up in a medical hospital or in a mental institute. I'm here present in their lives. They're literally upstairs right now. I don't know where they are, but they're in my house. And I'm involved in my beautiful wife. I married the woman of my dreams. Not only is she gorgeous and intelligent, but she loves me and she loves these kids. And we raised them together. And now they're 22, 20, and 18. Can you believe that? We did it, my beautiful Rochelle. We have a gorgeous house, and we have everything we need. I am a media person. I am a musician, a professional musician. I work with gifted people. We went at the church that I was at, we went from having $1,000 in savings to over $150,000 in savings. We went from bringing in maybe $500 a month in rentals to bringing in about $10,000 a month in rentals. I did that in less than, you could say, in 3 years, together with my team, together with my staff. We totally revolutionized that church. And that's really what it is. It's really what it's all about, is having confidence in myself, in Christ in me, the hope of glory. Everything that I've ever wanted, I have. Everything. Cars, body, education. As I said, I'm not there in certain things. I'm not quite there. And even if I don't get there, it's already done, because my confidence is in those things. My desire for those things comes from God. Now, I have been on here many times and acted sad or depressed or anxious. It's all a big act. It's all a big lie. I don't really feel that way. Now, of course, my body, my emotions, this stupid body, and I love my body. I mean, we all need to love our bodies and whatever, accept ourselves, accept our bodies. But yeah, this body is weak. It feels panic. I feel pain in my shoulders, and my brain gets all foggy and blah, 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 and I get depressed at times. But that's just a silly body. Oh, wretched, what does it say? Oh, wretched sin, what is it Paul said? Really, this body is just a wretched body. You know, who will prevent it from this lifestyle of sin, Paul said. Oh, wretched man that I am. I mean, that is the truth. But Paul, I mean, do we look at him as, oh man, a wretched man? No, you see him as this hero. Jesus, do you see him as, oh, he was weak on the cross. Oh, he was weak at Gethsemane. Oh, he got angry. No, you see him as a savior of the world. Same thing goes for you and me. Now, yes, we are in these shells and these bodies at age and whatever and expectations and the things that you think you would have done by now and regrets, but it's all a big act. I'm really happy. I have no fear of money, of health, of losing anything. My wife loves me. We did it, Rochelle. We did it. We have a successful, passionate kissing and, yes, sex and love, and not to be TMI here, but we have a genuine, imperfect, perfect marriage. She loves me. I love her. These three kids, they, even if they, quote, screw up, which by the grace of God, I hope they don't, we've already raised them here at 22, 2018, as I said, with the right foundation, with Jesus at the center of it all. And how could we not? My mom and my dad, when my dad was here, that's all they taught us. Rochelle's parents, that's all they taught her. It's love Jesus, love people, serve God, love Jesus. How can we not succeed? Unless we don't believe the Bible. The Bible says, how blessed is the man who walks not with evil men, but his, her delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, he, she meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, and he will bear fruit in its season, and everything he does, she does, will prosper. That is my story. Because by the grace of God, my parents, Rochelle's parents, they firmly planted us by streams of water, by the word of God. And that's why he blesses us. And right now, yeah, I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. Sure, I'm 52. What about this? What about that? Is it too late? I mean, are you kidding me? There are 50-year-olds right now that are starting their lives and are becoming millionaires right now. That's me. I will be a millionaire one day. And even if I'm not, that's my mindset. I will be successful as a media person, as a podcaster, as a musician, as a church person, because that's my destiny. I will live till I'm 120, a man with a bright mind and a beautiful body. I don't need to do that. If I live to, I don't know, 80, 90, that would be great for me. But whatever God wants, I am successful in his eyes and in the eyes of many. And really what matters most, that I'm successful in my own eyes. So are you going through unemployment, through health issues, through fear? Are you struggling in some way? Stop living the lie and live the truth. Stop faking it till you make it. And just really be yourself. I live a lie every day. When I come on here and, oh, poor me, or oh, I don't know what to do, I know exactly what I'm doing. Sometimes I don't want to do it, but I know exactly. And guess what? 9 out of 10 times, I do what I want to do, and I do what I'm supposed to do. And even when I sin or I make mistakes or I'm an idiot, I say, okay, Lord, please forgive me. That's just my trauma. That's my sin. That's my flesh, whatever you want to call it. Help me to get back up and to not live in shame. Living like an anxious, fearful person is a big lie. I know exactly what I'm doing because God is in me and he's directing me. He's the one behind the levers of my life, directing my steps. Isn't that what we all say? Lord, direct my steps, right? Isn't that what David said? Lord, direct my steps, guide my steps. And that's what he's doing in my life and in your life. So stop living a lie. Stop talking nonsense. Stop telling yourself the lies that you do, that I do, and start living in your truth, and you will surely live. I would love for you to be a part of my coaching program. This is how I'm going to make a living here over the next, I don't know, year or two or three or 5 years. So it'll benefit you. You're going to get a Mercedes for $10. Let's say for $100. You're going to get a Mercedes or a Tesla. How about that? Ghost of Tesla right there. You're going to get a Tesla for $100. How's that for a deal? Sign up for my coaching program. You will be driving a Tesla. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever you want. For only $49. A monthly coaching membership. You get four videos with me and a monthly one-on-one coaching call. In community with other people just like you, just like me, who are amazing. You know, we are living a lie and we're tired of living a lie. So sign up at davidtree.com/coaching. It'll be at the bottom of this episode. Thank you for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios.